So there's campaigns make local businesses aware of interpreter services that are available to help them communicate with people from refugee backgrounds and non-English speakers. So to talk more about that, from Rural Australians for Refugee, Marie Philippe Bond is with us. Marie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
So could you tell us a little bit about the idea and how it came to pass?
So the idea came to pass that in recent years there's been a big increase in people of a refugee background coming to live in Bendigo, and many of those people are still learning English. It takes a long time to learn English, especially if you've come from a situation where there's been very little education in your earlier life. And these people, they've embraced living in Bendigo, and what's happened is the direct community, you know, the settlement services and the English teachers and so on know that they're here, but what was happening was they were moving out into the community, starting to become settled, wanting to be independent, but their English was a barrier for them in negotiating, buying houses, getting jobs and so on. And what we were finding was that because Bendigo's not used to having people with this kind of background, that the business community wasn't aware of the free interpreter services that the federal government provides for a range of business types. So that's why we got together with Bendigo Community Health, the Loddoncampaspe Multicultural Services, and B Bendigo and the City of Greater Bendigo to work on this project to sell the message that in providing an interpreter service is a win-win. It's a win for the people that need it, and it's a win for the business that provides it. And you might think, why is it a win for the business? It's a win because it builds trust with people from that community, and the word gets around and you develop a reputation of being the place to go to. So, you know, the main thing is getting the message out.
So in practical terms, how does it work? If I'm a business, or if I'm, you know, from a community without an English-speaking background, how does it work in practicalities?
Okay, so people when they arrive in Australia have they're put into a settlement program where they have a worker, and it's one of the many things that they're taught to do is to ask for an interpreter. A lot of people carry a little card which is written in English and in their language, so that they just can present that card when they're in a situation where they need interpreting. So that's from the customer's side. And then for the business, if they're going to use the telephone interpreter service, and it's free for a range of medical services, so general practitioners, medical specialists, nurse practitioners, pharmacies. It's also free for real estate agents, parliamentarians, local government, trade unions and other non-government organisations where they provide an emergency service or casework to help a client. So those people get it for free. The other people can register also, and we had someone speak at the forum yesterday explaining that in his business he employs people whose English is very low, but he uses interpreters to train them to be able to do their job properly, train them to understand the dangers of working in particular workplaces. So he's on board. He feels it's an investment, even though he doesn't get the interpreter services for free.
Yeah.
So the I guess there's a spot on the City of Greater Bendigo website now where there's some material that's been loaded up. There's information for people or for businesses that are eligible and those that aren't eligible for the free interpreting. And that, do you want me to give you that website?
We can do that a little bit later on, Murray. Thanks very much.
Yes,
just a case of finding out how to get involved in that service, which sounds very important. Thanks very much for coming along this morning.
Good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks for asking me.
No problem at all. Okay. That's terrific. And it is a great service too.
So that information on the City of Greater Bendigo website.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll put that interview up on our website too. So if you want to listen to it, hear any information from it, that's the way you go about it.